first item on tomorrow's to-do list? Find a store that sells earplugs. The girl in the bunk next to me snores loud enough to rattle the tiles out of a mosaic. Explains why my bed was up for grabs when I first arrived. I'm holed up in the girl's latrine now, writing because sleeping is a lost cause. As far as bathrooms go, this one's pretty awesome. Marble tile everywhere with gold-plated touches, like the hinges on the stall doors. Seeing those hinges makes me a little homesick, actually. Dad would geek out over them. I don't know why he loves restoring old hardware so much. But hey, he earns a living doing it, so no judgment. Apparently, making money is something that comes naturally to a legacy of Mercury. A legacy of Mercury? Yikes. It's still sinking in that Dad and I are descended from a Roman god and one of the 12 biggies of Olympus, no less. Especially because I knew next to nothing about my family until 2 months ago. I still don't know anything about my mom, except her name, Cardi, and what she looks like. Looked like. I found a picture of her stashed away in Dad's room. In the photo, she was maybe in her early 20s, and we have the same wavy dark hair, dark eyes, high cheekbones, and large nose. She was leaning against the frame of an open doorway, one hand resting on her stomach. I think she was pregnant then, with me. Right, moving on. I had no clue about the Mercury connection until my 12th birthday, when Dad gave me an old scroll that showed his family's genealogy. 3 generations back, there's great-granddad, the messenger of the gods, also the god of merchants and shopkeepers, thieves and tricksters, and travelers. Wears a lot of hats, he does. All of them winged. Full disclosure, Dad, I thought you'd gone bonkers when you showed me that scroll. And when you told me about your past and my future, that, like you, one day soon I'd be summoned by the wolf goddess Lupa and brought to a crumbling old mansion in Sonoma, California, where her immortal wolf pack would train me to be a Roman soldier. I have to say this about that. Worst camp out ever. Assuming I'd passed all their tests, aka didn't die a horrible wolf-inflicted death, I'd then trek southward through a monster-infested wilderness, second worst camp out ever, to Camp Jupiter, where I'd present your letter of recommendation to whoever was in charge and hope I'd be accepted into the ranks of the 12th Legion Fulminata. Which brings me to this question. How much would it suck to go through all that and not get into a cohort? Answer, a lot. Not that new recruits need to worry about rejection these days. According to my centurion, Layla, the Legion's numbers were badly depleted last summer. Something about a war involving the primordial earth goddess Gaia, a bunch of giants, a humongous statue of the Greek goddess Athena, and a Greek demigod camp. Good news, Camp Jupiter helped save the world. Smiley face. Bad news, Camp Jupiter lost a lot of people while helping save the world. Frowny face. More bad news, something funky happened to demigod communications soon after our victory, which Layla says likely spells more trouble coming our way. Anyway, Dad, sorry I doubted you because it all went down just like you said it would. And now I'm here with my official Probatio name tag around my neck. Claudia, 4th cohort. So thank you for the heads up and for this journal. If I ever have kids, they can read about my life here so they're ready when their turns come. Well, time to head back to bed. Tomorrow I'll get my first real look at Camp Jupiter. And the first place I'll visit? Wherever they sell earplugs.